Hello and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Aaron Richards. I'm one of the executive directors here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. I am also one of the hosts of Beyond Damascus here on St. Gabriel Radio. We play usually on Saturdays. Come and listen to us here on St. Gabriel Radio, or check us out wherever podcasts can be downloaded. Friends, we are going to be studying a little reading from John's Gospel in chapter 11. And I love how this Gospel reading has been chosen. You'll see why in just a second. We're going to jump in starting in verse 19. Many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother Lazarus, who had died. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." Martha said to him, "I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." And Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And anyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, and the one who is coming into the world." Now, there are quite a few amazing and power-packed phrases in today's gospel, but do you know what's missing? What's missing is the actual miracle of Lazarus being raised from the dead, right? This is a little peculiar in its pacing. It's like a cliffhanger. Just you want to continue to read on here, but as we see why this gospel is separated out for us, I think it can give us some insight into what it is the church in her wisdom is trying to communicate to us in this day. "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Martha gives us a great example here in today's gospel. Martha comes to the Lord discouraged, disappointed, maybe a bit confused as to the death of her brother Lazarus. She comes to Jesus knowing that Jesus is the answer. She comes to Jesus knowing that Jesus has the solution in mind, the solution that she needs for the exact circumstance that she's struggling with. How many times have we in our lives struggled in coming before the Lord and had a tone maybe similar to Martha's? "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." God, where were you in this scenario where, fill in the blank, I lost my job, where a relative, a family member died, where I became sick, where a global pandemic struck our world? Lord, where were you? The key phrase here is what follows next. "But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." It's always appropriate for us to bring our confusion and our disappointment and maybe even our frustration to the Lord. But as Martha did, we've got to resolve to communicate those feelings in the context of faith. Martha responds to Jesus, "I know that he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." And Jesus tells her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even though he dies, will live. And anyone who lives and believes in me will never die." If we have faith in the Lord Jesus, if we step into relationship with him, if we engage in our lives, in our prayer, in our closeness, in our intimacy with the Lord Jesus in such a way as Martha did here. You know, we're not afraid to bring our disappointment, but our disappointment always is communicated in the context of faith. Then we, like Martha, can position ourselves to be in relationship with the one who is himself, the resurrection and the life. And like Martha, in the verses that follow here, in the verses that follow in our lives, we can see Jesus break in and bring good from what the enemy meant for evil. Lord Jesus, give us the grace to see you in every situation, and even and especially when we experience disappointment, to temper it with faith. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for joining us today for this Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. Once again, this has been a reading from John's Gospel in chapter 11. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, visit us at damascus.net. And please, in a special way this week, keep in your prayers our summer camp campers. God bless.